The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Friends, the Gospel of the Lord. Go Seahawks! Actually, Father Brian gave me the permission for that shout at the start of my homily, and observe how you respond. I must confess, I am not so much of a sports person, but I enjoy watching American Ninja Warrior. Recently, I saw this episode, the story of Owen Dyer, a strong competitor from Arkansas who nearly quit after a disappointing season of the ANW. Discouraged and overwhelmed, he considered walking away from the sport he once loved. But his younger brother, Hayes, the one who first introduced him to ninja training, refused to let him give up. Hayes stood by him, believed in him, and urged him to try again. I usually shed a tear when I see movies who are with heavy drama, but believe it or not, I shed a tear watching this particular episode when Owen conquered the warp wall, hit the final buzzer, and then called his brother to join him on the platform. He told the commentator, "This is my brother's first time. Can he get up here and hit this buzzer with me?" What followed was Hayes running and climbing the warped wall and his big brother pulling him up, and together they hit the buzzer. That scene was deeply moving. Sometimes the greatest victory is not simply quitting, but believing in one another. That story mirrors our own stories too. After a failed project, a broken relationship, a job loss, unmet expectations, hope can slowly fade. We lose joy, we doubt ourselves, we withdraw. The temptation to quit does not always come dramatically. Often it is a quiet dimming of light. Yet God sends haste moments into our lives, people and events that restore hope. And so on this fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, where we heard the Lord saying, "You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world," let me reflect with you on our calling to be beacon of hope for others. And how do we do this? Let me propose the word luz, Spanish word for light, L-U-Z, as a way for us to remember these three ways. L for love, U for understand, and Z for zeal. L, love. To be a beacon of hope for others, let our love be sincere. The word sincere comes from the Latin word, two words from Latin, sine, meaning without, and cera, meaning wax. So combined, sine cera means without wax. In ancient times, wax was used to cover the cracks in the pottery. Something without wax was genuine, not hiding flaws. In the first reading, we heard God rejects the people's fasting because it lacks sincerity. We heard a verse before the reading that we heard in our first reading. Isaiah said, "In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. They perform religious rituals, yet continue to exploit others. Their worship is external. Their hearts remain unchanged." And so the Lord did not like that. And so through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord spoke about one antidote for their lack of sincerity in their worship, and that is genuine giving of oneself. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we learned about the works of mercy. There are two kinds, the corporal works of mercy, spiritual works of mercy. So they are acts of kindness done to a person to uplift his physical body. So corporal comes from corpus, meaning body. So like feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, giving shelter to the homeless. So there are seven of them. And the spiritual works of mercy is geared towards uplifting the spirit. Also seven of them, like instructing the ignorant, consoling the sorrowful, giving instruction to the ignorant, and forgiving a person who has done us harm. And they are acts of kindness. And for God, for the Lord, that is a way to address that certain lack of sincerity in the way we worship. "This is the fasting that I like," God says, "share your bread with the hungry, shelter the homeless, clothe the naked. To be light, brothers and sisters, means loving without wax, no pretending, no covering cracks, just genuine sharing and lived compassion. U stands for understand. There's this one saying that says, seek to understand rather than to be understood. When St. Paul, in our second reading, arrived in Corinth, he did not come as a philosopher or a salesman. He came as a witness. Paul was certainly a man who could reason and debate persuasively, but he did not use that approach in preaching the gospel. Paul was not concerned about being understood as a great preacher. He was concerned that people would understand Christ. His goal was not self-promotion. His goal was revelation. As we heard in our second reading, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He wanted people to understand who Jesus truly is, and his way was witnessing, not only through his words, but through the life he lived. To be a beacon of hope is to make Christ understandable, not only through our words, but through our life. Z stands for zeal. There is this joke in Philippines among us priests. The difference between a young priest when celebrating Mass and an older priest. So it is said that when a young priest would celebrate Mass, he imitates the statue of Mary in the Assumption. Because he is full of life, he is still new, he would say, "The Lord be with you." But then the old priest imitates the statue of Mary in the miraculous medal. "The Lord be with you." Because of the weariness, perhaps, in years. So humor aside, it reminds us that zeal can fade if we are not attentive. Jesus calls us salt and light. Salt must dissolve to give flavor. A flame must burn in order to shine. Both are spent for others. And that is zeal, a willingness to be consumed for love. But yet, there is the warning of Jesus. If salt loses its taste, it is no longer good for nothing, for anything. Mediocrity is faith without fire. It can happen that, yes, we still pray, we still attend Mass, but without heart. The light is there, but without warmth. Perhaps, like what happened to Owen, we have grown tired. Our hands may still be raised, but our hearts lowered. The flame flickers. There is this one quote from Saint Augustine: "If you want to shine like the sun, first burn like the sun. I repeat, if you want to shine like the sun, first burn like the sun. And we'd like to understand that saying to mean that if we want to shine like Jesus, we must love like Jesus, think like Jesus, act like Jesus. Sisters and brothers, where has your light dimmed? Is it in your marriage, in your work, in your prayer life? Be honest before God. The mission has not changed, but perhaps our fervor has. And if we are called to give flavor to a tasteless world, who is God asking you to encourage today? Someone discouraged at home, a co-worker losing hope, a friend silently withdrawing? Let your life reflect loose, L-U-Z, this week. Do one sincere act of love for someone who cannot repay you. Make one patient effort to understand someone you struggle with. Take one concrete step of zeal, perhaps reconciling with someone you have been avoiding. Jesus already calls us salt and light. The world does not need brighter spotlights. It needs faithful lamps. Owen's journey continues despite injury. He did not quit, and neither should we. May we not grow bland. May we not let the fire die. And when others are tempted to give up, may they find in us a reason to begin again. Because they have received love, they have seen understanding, and felt the zeal. Then our light will truly shine, and God will be glorified.